Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Studios, which have relocated a little bit north, a lot north, right? How far north do you happen to know by any chance?
The mileage between Atlanta and the Minnesota State Fairgrounds? I don't know, 1,000 miles?
1,000 miles or something like that? 2.5 hour flight? If you don't get kicked off, deplane, and have to get on a new flight because the electrical system didn't work and there was no AC and everybody started to stink, it was one heck of a ride up here, I'm telling you.
And we're glad you're here.
But you know what? Hats off to Delta. They did an amazing job. I never thought I'd say that about an airline having me late somewhere. They did an amazing job. They flipped us right over to a new aircraft at the gate right next door, and we're 20 minutes, we were on board another aircraft and up on the wind. It was really something.
You made a good time. We're glad you're here, Mark.
I'm telling you. Well, I'll tell you what, we're at the Minnesota State Fair this year, 2016. This is our fifth year at the fair, isn't it?
It's been that long.
It has been that long. A middle schooler has graduated high school and is now in their first year of college. Let's put that in perspective.
Yeah.
Okay? That's how fast time flies.
Our booth was still way down the hill there.
It was, and it's been here for, what, now 3 years, I think?
This is 4 years.
4 years?
This is crazy. Because the first year you were here was at the other location.
Well, check this out. I've got a great intro for you here today. So let me just say this. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network live, of course, from the Minnesota State Fairgrounds here in St. Paul. St. Paul, right? Are we in Minneapolis?
Falcon Heights is the actual
Falcon Heights. Okay, Falcon Heights. I like Falcons. But this is our fifth year running on Armed American Radio, the Minnesota State Fair broadcast, from the AM 1280, the Patriot booth. And it's a real pleasure to be here today. We have a huge program for you, as we always do, for this weekly Monster Cast, or the Monster Show, if you will, all the way from those toasty beaches of South Florida to those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and every state in between, including Parts Unknown. And you folks in Parts Unknown, you know who you are. The lineup today is gigantic, as always. But before I get started with you, a word about something that angered me yesterday almost beyond words. And like you, I think I'm speaking for you as well, I'm absolutely sick and tired of watching America destroy herself from within, enabled and encouraged by a Hate America First, I was going to say movement, but it's a machine at this point.
Yes, it is.
I think it's a machine. Led by the man who is only 144 days left in office, but who's counting? I am. A man who has set out to destroy traditional America as you know it, and if your head is in the media, seems to have been largely successful at doing just that, unfortunately. But has he really? Has he really? I'll explore that topic next week on air through conversations with folks I've recently met from around the nation. You may be surprised at my thoughts on that, but more on that later. Back to the incident that really fired me up. I'm talking about the NFL San Francisco 49ers' disgraced and oppressed bench riding 28-year-old multimillionaire quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Did I mispronounce his name?
I think it's Kaepernick.
Good. I wanted to mispronounce it, so we'll just give it whatever variation and iteration you want.
I think you put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Good, because he doesn't deserve it. I wouldn't capitalize his name if I were writing it. Let me put it that way. This guy's a clown. All right? And I think, I know, you know, listen, he's out there dissing America, the country that allowed him to become the multimillionaire at 28 years old that he is. And of course, it was his failure to stand during the national anthem and honor the flag of the nation, which allowed him to do just that. And I know, it, you know, so does the rest of America. They feel the same way. Believe me, everything I'm reading appears to lean in that direction. He's getting a lot of blowback. But it's only the leftist media defending this guy. Real America isn't. And wouldn't it be wonderful? I thought about this today. Lee, get your impression of this. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could go back to the days that real men played football for the love of the game, when they could have made more money as used automobile salesmen, right, in real life? Yeah, something tells me that back in the day, okay, this little snot-nosed, oppressed multimillionaire benchwarmer, if he pulled that stunt when Butkus or Jack Lambert were playing, or any of the other real football players, I think he probably would have had his head pounded into the ground, you know, oh, too long for the good old days. I don't think he would have done
Bronco
what he did.
Nagurski would have never put up with that.
If they did, they would have broke a bone or some mean Joe Green. They would have never put up with it. He would have never done that because it was a different time. And that's evidence of where we are today. So today, the politically correct NFL defends his disgusting behavior when what it should have done was told America, while we have the right to say and do things others find repugnant, and believe me, he has the right to say and do what he wants, as do I. As disgusting as I think it is, what they should have done is said they're ashamed of his actions, while acknowledging his right to do such, and that they're disgusted by his slap in the face to the millions of fans who pay his salary. Now, you think about that for a second. I don't know about the rest of America, but I'm personally fed up with this type of behavior. So why would this fool do this? Seriously, think about this. If he really meant what he said about taking his endorsements and salary and football, wouldn't he be giving his millions away and moving somewhere to help the real oppressed?
Makes sense.
But he won't.
No, of course not.
He's not going to do that. His real goal, I think, is to try to stay relevant in the news as he gets replaced by someone who can actually throw a football better than he can and stay healthy longer than he can, who has the potential for longevity of a career that he no longer has at 28. And I think this is his last gasp, if you will, at trying to remain relevant. So how does he choose to do it? He chooses to do that by supporting a phony movement built on a lie on the back of a wannabe cop killer. Now, I was here last year.
Yes.
And we had to drive around to get here because of the march.
Yep, the protest.
The protest was out front here at the fairgrounds. You remember that.
Absolutely.
You drove me here. And that was the actual protest that is still being used today with the pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon.
That's what they were shouting outside the Minnesota State Fair gates.
As we were coming in to do this show, we were here for that. All right, so how does he do it? He supports a movement, a phony movement, built on a lie on the back of a wannabe cop killer. Look, like every other hypocrite lefty, he'll continue to benefit from the country he claims oppresses, and he'll continue to receive protection from those officers who, for some reason, continue to work overtime protecting him. Americans should speak their minds with their wallets and let the NFL and the 49ers know how they feel. Unfortunately, the NFL really doesn't give a crap, Lee, and they're only talking about the money that he brings in and everybody else brings in. If you really think the city of San Francisco will do anything other than support him, you're actually fooling yourself, because they won't. Meanwhile, again, in real America, the America that I flew over to get here, and I look down and I see these things. When you fly and you think, are these people, is that farmer down there? Is his head in the news that day? No, he's working. He's making a living for himself and his family, and his head isn't in the news. So that's a topic we'll explore as we get closer to the election. It's quite fascinating. But what does this have to do with guns? What is Kaepernick?
I'm not even sure.
Good. Well, we'll continue to throw that out throughout the day. What does Kaepernick have to do, and his boneheaded statements have to do with guns and our rights? It has everything to do with guns, and it has everything to do with our rights, because Kaepernick and his defenders and their ideology are the very ones coming after our guns. It's that ideology that is supporting him that wants to take away our freedoms, and they're fighting diligently to do it. So the only thing saving this nation now from the anarchy that would surely result from the breakdown in the rule of law that that bench warmer supports is our adherence to what? The Bill of Rights, right?
You got
it. Our adherence to our founding principles, something that disgusts him and the movement that he supports. And again, the only thing saving this nation now from that anarchy is our support of the Bill of Rights, our ability to defend against their will to take what doesn't belong to them, our rights and our liberties. And after they're trying to do it lock, stock, and barrel, particularly if you disagree with them. So while that bonehead has the right to say and do stupid things, I have the right to call him a bonehead, and his behavior, what? Un-American.
Absolutely.
Would you agree with me that that's un-American behavior?
Absolutely. I would tell you, Mark, I was talking to a couple. We've got a couple booths up here just across from us, our men and women who are serving this nation in the armed services.
You were just talking with
them. Just before the show. Brought it up. We were going to be talking about this comment. You should have heard two of these guys talk about how in the middle of that field, while he's not standing for the national anthem, there are our servicemen and women who are holding that giant flag, some of them wounded warriors.
That's right. Mm.
And here he is refusing to stand.
And they are all surrounded by armed security. It's disgusting, to say the least. It's un-American. Now, how do I define un-American? I think it's important that I get some blowback from that. You just called somebody who disagrees with you un-American. No, I didn't just call somebody who, lots of people disagree with me. They're not all un-American. We have the right to agree to disagree in this country. That's what makes this country and our republic great. I don't have to like the book you're reading. You don't have to like the fact that I own firearms. And I can try to fix you because you're broken and you're wrong, and you can try to fix me. And if we can't meet and our minds can't meet, then what happens? We can agree to disagree. But when you cross that line and you attempt to take from me those things that I own because you don't like them. That is un-American behavior. Did Kaepernick actually try to take something from someone? Yes, in fact, he did. It's called honor from those men and women who have fallen in defense of that flag that he refuses to stand up and honor. To me, that's un-American. Unfortunately for you, dear listener, the day is rapidly approaching that you, good, decent, law-abiding Americans, are going to have to be forced to make some terrible decisions that you never thought you would have to make in your lifetime. The lineup coming next is epic. Lee Michaels, Paul Layfield, Peter Johnson, A.W.R. Hawkins, Beth Alcasar, Grilling While Armed with Bill Cannon, Charlie from Riding Shotgun with Charlie, and whatever else we can fix in. We'll be right back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Expansion Industries is a national ammunition supply and sales company based in the Mid-Atlantic region that provides bulk sales of quality target ammunition and reloading supplies. Buy 1,000 rounds today and receive free shipping on your order. Visit Expansion Industries online at exp-ind.com and save today. We're a family-owned and faith-based company in the heart of Virginia. It's about freedom. exp-ind.com. Expansion Industries.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
This is Armed American Radio.
Doesn't help to have guns owned by only good people because bad people still get them.
Yeah, that's exactly why we need them.
Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
All right, we are back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. What a beautiful evening it is here in Minnesota. This is wonderful.
We've been really blessed. Every time you've been here, I think we've had really nice weather.
It was hot a couple times. And, you know, Kiss was out here blasting the last time we were here. Now, let me just tell you, fine listener, you're going to hear this, and we're going to joke about this in a little bit. And we might get a little bit of feedback from it because the main stage is not too far from the AM 1280, the Patriot Crossbreed Holster mobile booth. And the Dixie Chicks of all bands are playing this year. Not only are they playing one night, they're playing two nights. So, you know, the Al Franken booth and Minnesota and the Dixie Chicks, it kind of all goes together at the Minnesota State Fair, right? Who would do that for two nights? One night's better.
I can't believe they could sell tickets for two nights.
Maybe they needed two nights to bring in one full crowd. I don't know. I have no idea. But I'll tell you what, we're going to go right now to, you know, I had some fun today. I love coming up here to do this program because we do some fun stuff. And I had absolutely no idea I was going to do this. And I'm going to introduce you to Charlie Cook. Charlie has a great idea that I really want, but I'm not going to be able to get it because it's one of those slap yourself in the forehead moments. Wow, why didn't I think about that? Charlie Cook from Riding Shotgun with Charlie.
Yes, Riding
what
Shotgun with Charlie.
What a great idea. Tell us about it.
Well, I had this idea a few months ago. I was talking with some friends of mine, and I realized I drive a lot in my car, and I'm a gun guy. I'm a gun instructor. I carry, you know, three knives and a gun to the grocery store. So I decided...
You're a paranoid freak, but I digress.
No, I leave the shotgun and the AR at home. I'm not. If I thought something bad was going to go wrong at Shaw's, then I go to Stop and Shop. So I go from one grocery
stop
store
and
to the
rob.
Other.
The stop you're in Massachusetts. The
stop
that
and steal
is not a free state.
The stop and steal, as we called it in college.
Okay.
But I had this idea to interview people in my car while I drive around, and I realized that that's what Riding Shotgun is. So I had this idea. I'm like, I could videotape people, kind of like what Jerry Seinfeld's doing and James.
What's his show is liberal comics riding around drinking overpriced coffee and rented cars or something
close.
Priuses or something like that?
You know what? He doesn't get Priuses. He gets really cool cars that are way expensive. That's way out of my pay grade. But Seinfeld is...
But he's a one percenter. He can
he
do
is
that.
Absolutely.
He's living the dream and then telling us, but I... Okay, I'll go ahead.
Totally.
Go ahead.
Right. So anyway, I had this idea to set up some cameras in my car and interview people and talk to my gun buddies and gun instructors. And one of the first people I thought about talking to was coming out here to Minneapolis and talking with Lee. And Lee said, hey, if you come out down at the end of August to the Minnesota State Fair, I think I can get you Peter Johnson from Archway Defense, and I can get you Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. And I'm like, well, then that's when we're going to do this.
Now, you were a fan of the show, so you knew the
program. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And it was really fun because I had no idea we were going to do this. And today, you picked me up at the hotel.
Picked you up at the hotel.
And we drove around with... Now, I got to tell you, I hate cameras. I like this microphone. I can hide behind it. The only people can see me are the people walking by. And usually when I'm locked in the studio, nobody can see me.
Yeah.
So I can say what I want. I feel comfortable and I feel safe. Cameras, though, get
it's
everything.
A, it's
you
a
can't
little
run
different
from
story.
It.
You cannot run from a camera. This is true. So I think it's fun. It's a lot of fun. I've had a great time. I've interviewed Ken Blanchard, the black man with a gun, and I've interviewed Anthony Calandro from Gun for Hire in northern New Jersey. And it's been a lot of fun. I'm hoping to get other guys. I'd love to get Rob Pincus sometime.
I can promise you that we can make that happen. That much I can promise you right now on live radio. And I can tell you right now also, I think your YouTube channel is going to take off after this.
Oh, I hope
Where
so.
Where can people go see this?
You can find my YouTube channel at Riding Shotgun with Charlie YouTube channel. So if you just everything I put on YouTube, I hashtag Riding Shotgun with Charlie, and I do the same thing for the Facebook page. I got a Riding Shotgun with Charlie on Facebook, and I've got the domain name, but I don't have a website going yet. So
well, that'll happen.
Honestly,
that'll happen.
The way things have taken off, like literally, this was just an idea that I had back in May. And in June, I got a couple cameras and got things going. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to talk to Lee. And then Lee was like, hey, I can get Mark. And I'm like, who else can I talk to? Who else can I call? Who else can I, you know, drive around and you know, yap it up in the car with?
And that's exactly what we did. You know, I got in, belted in at the hotel, and we took about an hour spin over here and had a leisurely conversation.
In some traffic for a while.
Sat in traffic, and we talked about, you know, my story and how things came about. And we talked about the radio. We just talked general politics, political stuff. Lefty, righty stuff.
Yeah, right? It's just good stuff, man.
I was sipping on a sugar-free Red Bull. Had a sport coat on.
Nice, looking good, keeping the air going.
And I signed and made sure that I'm making you sign and make sure that I get to see the final product before it goes out.
You know, of course. I'll send you one of the unlisted links when I get it on YouTube.
Well, so here's the advice. If you ever get anybody in your car that's riding shotgun with Charlie that doesn't like cameras, here's what you tell them. You give them the advice I give to people all the time because it works. It's true.
Yeah.
Right? The only person who gives a crap about the fact that the guy that just walked in the room full of 1,000 people is bald.
Oh, it's the bald guy.
It's the bald guy.
Exactly.
Nobody else cares. Nobody cares. It's only the bald guy that's worried about himself being bald. Nobody else looks around and goes, oh, look at the bald guy that just walked in. They
right?
go, oh, there's Paul.
Exactly.
Or there's Charlie. Have you seen his show? But you're not a bald guy. But you know what I'm talking about.
Not yet.
So it's a great idea, and I loved it. I love the takeoff on it and the spin on it because the left, you know, Obama rides around with Jerry Seinfeld, and they yuck it up and cut it up. And
right. He's, you know. Seinfeld had like a $170,000 car when he took the president out. You know, and he takes all his other comedians out, and I've seen a couple of them. You know, he gets some other comedians out, and they're really expensive cars. Mine's a rental car.
I wonder if Kaepernick would get in that car. It's so oppressive.
It could be tough.
Well, we're going to mispronounce his name intentionally throughout the program today because I'm angry about that. Did we talk about that today? I don't think we did.
I don't think we did. We might have touched on it just for a couple minutes, but
well,
then
we need
moved
to do
on
another.
To
we need to do that again.
Let's do it.
Okay, well, that's a promise. You need to get in there too, Lee. That's an awful lot of fun.
Yeah, I think I'm slated for tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, maybe she'll be chauffeuring with Charlie. That should be what it is.
No, I like it. I like it. Riding shotgun with Charlie is really good. And what's interesting, a lot of people don't know where the term riding shotgun came from. We talked about that today.
We did talk about that.
And I can say on the show, because it really is kind of a show, right?
It is.
We talked about it while we were in the car.
That's what it is.
And shotgun rider, of course, goes back to the old Western days. Where you had the rider that was on the reins on the left side, mm-hmm. if you were in the stagecoach, and you had the stage filled with either, you know, a nice bounty
goods.
Or people and their goods, or you had a bank run going from town to town. You know, Tombstone to Bisbee was a run. They used to run the money
mm-hmm.
and some of the proceeds from the iron ore back and forth between the mines and the banks.
Yep.
And, of course, you had somebody riding shotgun who protected that stage, the people, and that bounty.
And he had a shotgun when he did this.
And that was not always successful. Okay. So, but in your case, it is. Now, I guess I should tell people, too, that you also come from Massachusetts. We had some fun with that because you are not in a free state.
I am not in a free state. I live in the oppressed, you know, not free state of Massachusetts, the blue state.
You live in Kaepernickachusetts.
Totally. it's a little, I don't want to say it's weird out there as a gun guy, but I say we have three types of people. We have pro-gun people, we have non-gun folk, and anti-gun wackos. And there's a lot of anti-gun wackos that freak out at knowing that you have a gun or carry a gun or that you teach gun classes.
All right. Well, this goes back to Eric Holder back in the early 90s. Okay. I can take this
back.
Oh,
yeah, where we need to brainwash people.
And that's been largely successful in the Northeast because the political elite who are protected by firearms have been crushing the freedom of their underlings.
Exactly.
And we're seeing that now happen. You know, Hillary's running on that right now, and they're actually trying to implement that strategy. And unfortunately, to a large measure, it's successful.
It is. Some people, you know, Eric Holder said everyone needed, you know, we needed to be brainwashed. And I got to tell you, some people just need a light rinse.
A Kaepernick cleanse, we'll call it. They need a Kaepernick cleanse. We're going to have fun with that idiot all day today, that overpaid bench warmer, but that's so. And I say overpaid. You know, hey, he's not overpaid. You know, if people are willing to pay, God bless capitalism. God bless him for making the money he's made. I have no problem with that at all. I wish I was making that kind of money. But when you're making that kind of money, you have a responsibility, and he's not too good with it. So when we come back, you're going to hear an amazing story from Paul Lathrop, and boy, you're going to find out what can happen when you carry a gun. We'll be back.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
saf.org. Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. That music that you're hearing is Mark Wills, multi-platinum country recording artist Mark Wills, if you will, and I ran into him at Best Buy on Friday this past week. And I've been teasing you that Mark was going to be on the program here. He has. We are working on setting up dates, and hopefully it will be next week in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, somewhere outside the confines of Atlanta, Georgia. We're looking forward to bringing Mark Wills in and talking guns and gear and all kinds of fun stuff on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with him. He's wonderful. Former host of Three Gun Nation. Great guy. Okay. All right, guys. We've got, Lee, I don't know if you know who our next guest is. Paul Lathrop coming up. Have you heard the story about Paul?
I'm trying to remember. I don't know if I do.
You don't know all the details, though, right? But you know the name.
Yep.
I am clueless. Okay. I'm without a clue.
Let me tell you a little bit about what happened here. I spent many, many years in the trucking business, as you found out today as we were riding shotgun with Charlie. And, you know, you were asking those questions. How do you go from trucking to radio?
What if I drove a truck and call it trucking with Chuck? Would that?
No. Stick with riding shotgun with Charlie. Okay. It's all good. And because of that, you know, I've never met a truck driver in 26 years when I was brokering freight and selling for carriers and that nature. I've never met a truck driver that didn't carry a firearm. Now, that's something they didn't want to talk about all the time. And the companies always had a policy that you couldn't carry a firearm in the truck. But it was an unwritten policy. Truck drivers carry firearms, and most of them just kind of was a hands-off deal. My next guest is a truck driver. He's an over-the-road truck driver. He's a friend of mine. I see him out at events. He's going to be doing some work at the Gun Rights Policy Conference in September. Let me introduce Paul Lathrop, who's got one hell of a story to tell. Paul, welcome to the program. Great to have you here, and I'm glad you can tell this story to a national audience. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic, man. Thank you for having me on.
All right, well, you're belting out over the speakers here at the Minnesota State Fair so everybody can hear you. And, Paul, I should say this, that you are actually driving your truck now. You're on the road. You're somewhere out in the mountain time zone. Is that right? You're on the road right now.
I am about 1 hour south of Salt Lake City, Utah, and I am stopped for the night. But, yeah, I'm on the road.
Okay. About a year ago, you were heading out through the Midwest on another run. You were in Iowa. Take it from there. What happened?
Well, I was training a student at the time, and we needed to get some fuel. And so we stopped. We were on our way to California. We stopped just west of Omaha in a little town called Gretna, Nebraska, at a truck stop there. And we pulled in between two trucks at the fuel stop to get fuel. And my trainee was just about ready to get his own truck, and so I was letting him do the whole thing. I was hands off. I was actually in the bunk resting. And my trainee, to make a long story short, goes to get fuel, comes out, and the truck that was on our right, now to get out of this truck stop, you have to make a big left-hand U-turn and go out the same driveway you came in. Truck that was on our right had pulled forward and around us and stopped his trailer dead in front of us. And he gets out of the driver's seat and heads to his bunk. Well, my trainee says to me, well, this, we can't go anywhere. What do I do? So I stood up in the bunk, and I took a look, and I thought, well, maybe we can make a turn inside him and just barely clear the truck on our left. So I had him try, and we couldn't. And so he starts backing up to go back to where we started, and we were going to go around another way. Well, as he's backing up, the driver that was blocking us off comes out of the bunk, sits in the driver's seat, and starts waving his arm out the window and yelling at us. And, okay, whatever. My student decides to give the guy the one-finger salute. And this gets the guy really mad. Yeah, we are pretty much backed up to where we started. And the guy gets out, marches out of his truck, and starts making a beeline for the driver's side of my truck. Well, I'm standing in between the seats and just barely in back of my student, who is the one in the control of the truck. As the guy starts approaching, I yell at the guy, it's time to go. He keeps coming. I switch to my, what I call dad voice or command voice, stop. The guy keeps coming. He's right up now on the driver's side of the truck. He's about to reach for the mirror. My student's window is down, as all truck drivers need to have their windows down when they back up in case somebody sees something they don't, and they yell, stop, so you don't hit something. Well, as this guy's reaching for the mirror and starting to move to climb up and go through the window, I yell at the guy, dude, I got a gun. Well, the guy stops. He backs up a step, and he tells me, you tell me that, I'm not going bleep or nowhere. And he turns around and heads back to his truck. Well, again, long story short, we did some really tight maneuvering the long way around. We were able to get repositioned and get eventually around the guy. He tried running his trailer into our truck for our troubles. Eventually, both trucks leave the truck stop. And both trucks head west on I-80. About 30 minutes later, my student says to me, it looks like we're getting pulled over. And we did. And I got arrested. They arrested me for terrorist threats and commission of a felony with a firearm, even though I never drew. My gun was in a drawer, unloaded, because I was laying in the bunk. I don't wear a loaded gun on my hip when I lay down. My gun was in a drawer, unloaded, I never showed it to the guy. And yet, because the other guy was the first one to call 911, the police thought he was the victim. I was the one that got arrested and spent 6 months and 10 days fighting it.
Now, that on that particular night, were you put in jail that night? And if so, for how long?
Yes, I was. I was in jail for 4.5 days.
All right, so you guys here are shaking their heads. Leo, let me go to you first because I know where you're going to go with this. Go ahead and take it.
Yeah, I'm really sorry that happened to you. And it's a lesson to learn from this. And when I look at situations that people run into all the time, and to go through that because of something through no fault of your own, it's just tough. It's really tough.
Now, Paul, you were charged with two felonies, is that right?
Yeah, felony terroristic threats and commission of a felony with a firearm. If I would have been convicted of both charges, it would have been 55 years in prison, maximum sentence.
And you never displayed a firearm at all?
Never.
Okay. I'm going to ask you some personal questions. If you don't want to answer them, please don't. But I want listeners to get a picture of who you are because I want them to see themselves in you. I want to make this real. So let's get this real. How old are you, Paul?
47 years old.
47 years old. How long have you been driving a truck?
14 years.
You're very well schooled in firearms. I know that. You've done a lot of training, significant training, and so forth, correct?
Very much so. I've had well over, I'm going to say, 180 hours of training in firearms.
Okay. So this is nothing new to you. This is not your first rodeo, let me put it that way. You have any kids? You married?
Married. Kids are grown and gone.
How old are your kids?
I have grandkids now.
You have grandkids
my
now?
I have grandkids. Grandkids range from, the oldest one, my step-granddaughter, is 15, but actual blood grandchildren range from the age of 9 to one just turned 3.
Now, did you ever think that you would be staring down the barrel, no pun intended, of two felony charges at 47 years old, and tell me about the fear and the disruption of your life during that four-day period, and then the 6 months. When we come back from the break, I want to take it after that. I want to talk with you through the process of what happened. And I will tell listeners at this point, I think it's fair to say it at this point because we're getting ready to take a break, Paul, okay? So let me lead us into the break with this. I have gotten some emails from folks who wanted me to talk to you on the air. I refused to do that while you were going through this because there's legal ramifications, and I didn't want you saying something on the airwaves that might exacerbate the situation. What we found out last week was, and congratulations, those charges were dropped. But when
we come
back from the break, now that had to be a relief. I tipped one for you. I'll tell you that right now, as did a lot of people who know you. And here's what I want to leave it with before we go to a break. That the disruption to your life was beyond significant. It was beyond emotional. It was also financial. You were staring at complete, utter ruin at 47 years old. When we come back, we're going to hear how you got out of this and how you had to fight and what it meant for you and your family right after this. Pay attention to this, folks.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA USDA, whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
You're tuned in
to Armed American Radio.
Those who oppose any common sense gun control or gun safety measures have a pretty effective way of ginning up fear that somehow the federal government's about to take all your guns away.
Look, if you're a Democrat pulling the lever for gun grabbers, you're no friend of mine.
Protecting your right to bear arms.
Here is Armed American Radio's Mark Walters.
Caught himself, right? Yes. We talked about that on Riding Shotgun with Charlie today, didn't we?
We did talk about that.
You know, and that's that whole gun control, and then he caught himself and said gun safety and the whole play on words. We'll go there later when we talk with AWR Hawkins. But I'm sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios at the Minnesota State Fair. The weather's absolutely gorgeous. Thanks for that. Good heavens, it's beautiful out here. The sun's going down. The breeze is nice and cool. And I'm sitting here to my right with Lee Michaels, operations manager, director. What are you?
Operations manager.
Operations manager here at the great Armed American Radio affiliate, long time running, years running. For about 7 years now.
Yeah, we were one of your first big markets, affiliates.
Yeah, sure
big
were.
Market stations.
And Minneapolis is a big market, and AM 1280, The Patriot. We love coming up here to the fair. And we've got Charlie over here, Charlie Cook from Riding Shotgun with Charlie. Great stuff. You're going to have to check that out. Riding Shotgun with Charlie on YouTube, right?
Yes, YouTube.
I subscribed to it today, and I did watch Reverend Ken Blanchard, the black man with
the
a gun.
Black
He's
man
wonderful.
With a gun. He's
so I
gotta
tell you, yeah, he was wonderful. Well, we're talking with Paul Lathrop. Paul Lathrop is a truck driver, and he is actually out on the road right now just south of Salt Lake City or just near Salt Lake City telling us a no doubt a harrowing story. But there's a lesson to be learned here, which is why I wanted to bring Paul to the program after, and that's the important, that's the operative word here, after this went away. And Paul, welcome back to the show. The charges have been dropped against you. You know, what we were listening to, and I don't want to turn this into an infomercial, but I know you mentioned the importance of some things here. The USCCA offers protection for just this type of event. And those of you who are paying attention to the spot coming back in to this segment heard the individual, the voice from Eben Fowler, talking about the insurance and the protection. And I talk about it on Armed American Radio and the Daily Defense Show every day of the week, 6 days a week, and how important it is that if you carry a firearm, you have to have this protection. Paul, you wanted to talk about that a little bit. Go for it.
Absolutely crucial that you get covered. I am out tens of thousands. Through some fundraising, I was able to raise about $9,000 to help cover that. I got some personal loans to cover some of the rest. And luckily, I was able to raise enough money through both the fundraising and the loans that I was able to get bailed out of jail and was able to hire a top-notch attorney. But without that, and I got lucky. If I wouldn't have had that happen, I would have been sitting in jail, and more importantly, I would have been dealing with a public defender. And let's face it, most public defenders are used to dealing with guilty people. They don't really know how to go about defending innocent people. And my attorney specializes in self-defense law and did a fantastically amazing job for me and was able to get the charges totally, absolutely dropped.
But it took you how long to do that, Paul? How long did it take? What, from the time you were originally charged until we were able to have you on last week when we talked about bringing you on and those charges were officially dropped, how much time had gone by?
6 months, 10 days.
And tell me about what it felt like waking up every single day for those 6 months and 10 days, knowing that you were staring at a potential 55 years in prison.
The first, as time went along and it became obvious that I, everything was going to work out, it obviously got easier. But to start with, being arrested is humiliating. It is embarrassing. It is spending time, let's face it, they don't generally put good people in jail. The people you hang out with there, I was terrified the whole time I was there. I didn't talk to anybody except for my wife over the phone when I was able to use the phone. After jail, as I was able to work with my attorney, things got better, but for the first few months, it was a living nightmare, I got to tell you.
Now you were in where do you live?
I live in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and you found yourself in jail in Iowa.
In Nebraska, yes, sir.
In Nebraska. Terrifying, I don't even think Lee begins to describe it.
I've driven that road many, many times across I-80 there. Being away from home and finding yourself in jail would be extremely tough, and especially if you don't have coverage. I mean, I don't know how. I've been a USCCA member. I don't even know for how long. And you hear stories like this.
Since before the USCCA offered the coverage.
Yeah.
You've been a member for that long. I know that personally. And with this coverage, Paul, you would have been out in a matter of hours. Your attorney's fees would have been picked up to the level of the coverage that you bought, up to $1.125 million. Your bond would have been paid immediately, and you would have been put in touch with one of the top-notch defense attorneys in the state of Nebraska within minutes, and you would have gone home that day. What difference would that have made over that first incredibly terrifying first week?
Oh, I think it would have made a huge difference. Let me make one thing clear. When I got booked in on Friday night, they hold bail hearings once a week on Wednesday.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
I was going to spend from Friday night, once they booked me, until Wednesday midday in jail, no matter what.
What was your bond? What was the amount of the bond?
They could have charged $250,000 cash. They actually did charge $25,000. And that was a surety, so I paid 10% or $2,500 in bond.
Yeah, but you had to wait those 4 days before you were even afforded that opportunity. And that could have been picked up for you. Now, you probably would have had to spend those 4 days, period, regardless with the insurance or not, I would assume. I don't know if an attorney would have been able to help you if you had to wait that long for a bond hearing. Is that correct?
I would have been in jail no matter what, because they do not put you in front of a judge except for once a week.
Have you ever in your life been in a jail cell before?
when I was 18, but it was a in and out, and it was a traffic thing.
All right, so yeah, I mean, terrifying doesn't even. I can't even imagine. That's a living nightmare. Go ahead, Lee.
And the lesson I take away from this is, and it's a scary thing for me because here in a situation we talk about that, calling first. Who's going to be the first one to call?
Right.
But in a situation where you drew a weapon, yes, I'd understand. I would be the first person to call. But in your situation, Paul, I have to think about this now. In a situation where you say you have a gun,
right?
Right.
You need to be. That's a mindset that you don't always think about, and it's something that scares the living daylights out of
Well, Paul, we've got about a minute left before we end this segment. I want to thank you for coming on and for having the guts to talk about it, because people need to hear this. Armed American Radio listeners need to hear this. This is what we talk about on this program every day, is educating people, and there's no better education. I mean, you're the absolute best professor for this now, and I know that we'll be having you on in the future to talk about it as well. People need to hear this. My question to you is this: in hindsight, was it a smart idea for him to flip the guy off? Would you have done anything differently? Let's be real here. Tell me real quick in about 30 seconds.
To be real, yeah, if we could do it all over again, I would have admonished the student not to flip him off to start with. And I would have, as soon as I thought things could go sideways, I would have been dialing 911 right away.
There you go. That's what we were shaking our heads. Yeah, that's what we were shaking our heads back around here. That's probably the biggest takeaway. The individual, right or wrong, that calls 911 first is always seen on offense. You immediately get put on defense, and that's the way it's going to unfold. It's just the way it is. It's the sad reality. Hey, Paul Lathrop, listen, thank you for joining Armed American Radio today. Harrowing story, unbelievable experience. Thank you very much for telling that story. We'll be reaching out to you soon. Please travel safe out there on the road. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network live from the Minnesota State Fair. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Why would you ever do that? And we'll be back with the next hour in AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.